time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
And welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining me today. We have a lot of things to get into today. We're going to talk a little bit about some stuff Nick Saban said. Also, some stuff that, you know, we hear a lot, especially here in South Carolina. If Dabo Swinney goes to McDonald's, we'll probably hear his order. So there's that. But a lot of times we may miss things that coaches say outside of the state. Kirby Smart said something that I thought was really interesting after the practice yesterday, or after the scrimmage over the weekend with the Georgia Bulldogs. And one of the things that he said was that, you know, a lot of stuff has come out with, hey, there's lots of injuries. You know, we've had the Georgia fans, some of them seems like they're making excuses, ladies and gentlemen, with, hey, you know, we've lost X amount of five-star players and, oh, man, all over the place. Well, Kirby Smart, at the end of his scrimmage on Saturday, pretty much said this. Now, I don't know if this means, hey, everything is going to be all right, but I'll let you be the judge of that on your own. Kirby Smart after the scrimmage over the weekend.
We're hoping we get all those guys back. I mean, every one of them is day-to-day, and some of the ones you mentioned can practice now and are practicing. So each one's a different situation, but I expect to be full tilt when Clemson comes, when it comes time to play them, because I mean, we had more guys healthy today than we did the last scrimmage, and we're in good position there.
You know what I like about that from Coach Smart? Now, Coach Smart's not one of my top 25 coaches, okay? But what I like about that is that he didn't tell you who was going to play and who wasn't. And I tell you what, if you want an idea of what Las Vegas thinks about this game, it comes down to this. The line hasn't moved. It's at Clemson 3-4, about the same. So with that, we don't know who Kirby Smart's going to roll out there. If you listen to that, and we'll play it one more time, because I had to listen to it twice myself. Maybe I'm just an idiot, but check this out one more time. What would you say from this clip from Kirby Smart?
We're hoping we get all those guys back. I mean, every one of them is day-to-day, and some of the ones you mentioned can practice now and are practicing. So each one's a different situation, but I expect to be full tilt when Clemson comes, when it comes time to play them, because I mean, we had more guys healthy today than we did the last scrimmage, and we're in good position there.
And, of course, is he talking about Dominic Blaylock? Is he talking about Darnell Washington, John Fitzpatrick, Tyke Smith? Who's he talking about? Just saying. I don't really know where he's going. You know what? I kind of like what Kirby Smart did there. We're going to roll out there who we got. Simple as that. I can kind of appreciate that. So when you look at this game for Clemson and Georgia, and we've got, what, 12 days, 10 days, however many days left to look forward to that game, that you don't really know who Georgia's going to roll out there at all. And I made the comment, he's not one of the top 25 coaches I would want. And what I mean by that is that I'm not impressed with his resume. Yeah, you have one national championship game appearance. I mean, there's other coaches that I would rather have. I think the trajectory on Kirby Smart only goes so high until he gets over the hump. If you don't believe me, I've got a clip for you that I'll play that'll make you scratch your head just a little bit. Kirby Smart actually said this.
Also want to congratulate Texas. You know, Tom did a great job with his team and his program. They've gotten better throughout the season. They played more physical than us, and it showed to me that they wanted it more than we did. And you got to give them credit for that.
All right, so that's after the loss to Texas. I mean, that's just a sound of defeat. I don't want that in my head, coach, but that's just me. Kirby Smart can recruit. We'll give him that. Lots of coaches can recruit. So, anyway, we'll take calls on that. Do you think Kirby Smart is – I think he's just playing poker, to be honest with you, with what he said. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it's not. Colby says, you're lying to yourself. You think there's 25 better coaches than Kirby Smart. I'm talking about coaches that I would go with. Just saying, you wouldn't agree with some of them, but that's just me. When you have a coach that says this about Tom Herman.
Also want to congratulate Texas. You know, Tom did a great job with his team and his program. They've gotten better throughout the season. They played more physical than us, and it showed to me that they wanted it more than we did. And you got to give them credit for that.
He just said point blank, Tom Herman put a team out there that was more physical than we are. Can't coach my team. Sorry. Can't coach my team. If you admit to it, got nothing. Got nothing on that. Anyway, let's talk about a coach that I do think is the best coach in the country, and that is Nick Saban. Nick Saban had some interesting comments. He was talking about Jahiel Billingsley, the junior tight end there, and I thought this was really interesting with the way that Nick Saban deals with things. And basically, he didn't really put him out there, but he basically said, you know what? You got to do your thing. Here's what Nick Saban did.
Well, that's up to him. That's not up to me. You know, he knows what he's supposed to do in practice. He knows what he's supposed to do. You know, this is not a democracy. Everybody doesn't get to do what they want to do. Everybody don't get to do what they feel like doing. You got to buy in and do what you're supposed to do to, you know, be a part of the team and do the things you need to do in practice every day, sense of urgency, play fast, execute, do your job. Nobody's, you know, it's a privilege for everybody to go out there and be able to create value for yourself. And, you know, we have scouts at practice every day. So everybody thinks it's just about playing in the game. It's not just about playing in the game. They watch practice film. They watch guys every day. You guys on ESPN, you evaluate what happens in the game. But they evaluate what happens every day, what you do every day. So what are you doing every day to create any value for yourself? But you got to create value for yourself so that your teammates and everybody gets confidence in you, so that you can, you know, you have their confidence when you go out there and play. And, you know, that's up to every player on the team. I don't make that decision for everybody on the team. I try to get them to do it. I try to point out the importance of them doing it, but it's up for them to do it. It's up to them to do it. So, you know, maybe that's not my question to answer.
So Nick Saban there, now I play that because it is a dying breed. Coaches that coach like that point blank say, you know what? You know what you're supposed to do, and if you don't do it, then that's on you. That's not my problem. I got to put the best team out there to win. Coaches like that, there aren't very many like that anymore. So whether you're a fan of Alabama or not, you have to appreciate and respect what Nick Saban brings to the table every time. And his mentality is very simple. We have things we're going to do. We're going to do it in the shape that I want to do it. And if you want to be a part of it, great. If not, then move on. All right. If you want to talk about those two things from over the weekend, 803-978-1832. I've got SEC questions. Some of these I found from a couple of different sites, and I thought that I would bring some of these to you today. And these are legitimate questions about the SEC that we'll have here in a moment. But I got to bring this up too. The SEC put out basically, if you remember last season, we had the whole thing with Clemson and Florida State. And it was the idea of the whole thing with COVID-19 and issues with that. Well, the SEC may have it set up where you could possibly get a fine, according to a report from Andy Staples from The Athletic. It says they've yet to finalize its COVID-19 game cancellation policy, but sources have confirmed that league officials are discussing a potential financial penalty that could be applied along with forcing a team to forfeit if it does not have the minimum number of players available. So think about that for a second. Basically, if canceled games cost the league television money, then schools whose teams had to forfeit would receive less from the conference's revenue sharing agreement than schools that did not have to forfeit games. Of course, the idea behind that is to avoid penalizing schools that had their teams ready to play. You know, here's my big thing with that. I don't think that, I think that coaches are, if I were a coach of an SEC program, I would have my team pretty much locked up like they had them last season, where we're kind of going to live in a bubble. And when you live in that, you have to kind of live in that bubble right now with the way the COVID-19 is out there. Now, please don't call up and tell me, I don't want to talk about the politics of it because I'm just tired of hearing it. And I think everyone else is too. But on the football side of it, if you have something that happened, like the chat room's talking about, from last season with Vanderbilt in Georgia or last season with Clemson and Florida State, if you don't do the best that you can to keep your numbers down, then guess what? You're going to may get financially penalized later on. I don't think I have a problem with that. But on the other end of it too, with the way that we're told that COVID-19 can be spread, if it hits your team, it could affect the entire team quickly, and sometimes you really can't do much about it. I'm just saying, it's very interesting the way the SEC is potentially looking at this. And, you know, I do agree with the fact, the whole thing of if you don't have enough players, you got to forfeit. But that's kind of a slippery slope. Are they setting the guidelines of what that means? I mean, do you have to carry a two deep of offensive linemen on the field? Do you have to have, you know, five defensive ends? How does that work? What's going to be the end for that? That's one of those silly things that people don't really stop and think about, but in the end, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. But it seems like we should have had a lot of this worked out by now. But things get silly. All right, if you want to join us on the program today, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832, that is the number to call. If you want to talk about what Kirby Smart said, you think he's just playing poker, or are we going to have a lot of these guys back? I don't think the guys from the ACL injury are going to be back. I'm not really buying that. But he did say they had the most guys in their scrimmage since the beginning of the season. If you want to talk about that, with Nick Saban and what I played there, do you think Nick Saban is the last of a dying breed? It's like I'm almost going to play the good, bad, and the ugly sound effects there. But no, I mean, is he the last of the head coaches that's going to be able to coach that way? It's pretty much him and Bill Belichick now. The old fire and brimstone coaches, they're kind of gone. Is the number to dial if you want to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon, right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. The SEC with their scheduling, I don't want to say it's, we'll call it their COVID-19 protocols. Do you agree that people should, schools should lose money if they don't have enough players to compete? Something to think about. And what should be enough players to compete? Interesting. Rackdog Online says Kirby is playing mind games with Dabo. You know, you might be right. You might be right. I've read where there's been COVID that's already hit the NFL with Mike Vrabel from the Tennessee Titans. Has been vaccinated, but's contracted COVID. And there's been issues with that. The Dallas Cowboys had their defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn, and one of their defensive linemen, a former Clemson player, both leave a game because they were feeling bad. And the crazy thing is that the Cowboys had to put out a statement saying, look, our staff is 100% vaccinated. The team's at 93% vaccinated. You know, we're doing all we can. That's kind of sad that we're having to deal with that now. interesting stuff there. How big of an effect do you think COVID-19 is going to have on the season? Because I'll tell you what, right here in Columbia, the Gamecock fans that I know, they're jacked to be down at Williams-Brice at 7 o'clock on the 14th, on the 4th, with their matchup with Eastern Illinois. First game of the Shane Beamer era. They're ready to get out and get after it. So we'll take calls on that, too, at 803-978-1832. Has the Delta variant set it in your head that, hey, maybe I don't want to go to a game? Maybe I'm just going to stay at home. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. I've got some SEC team questions that we'll get into in just a little bit. And later on in the week, we're going to have we'll have picks for the games over the weekend. By the way, Eastern Illinois, I can't remember who they're playing. I got to look it up. But you Gamecock fans, if you want to scout Eastern Illinois, you can watch them play this weekend. If you're really into all of that. And another interesting matchup is a UCLA playing Hawaii. Why? Because is UCLA going to have to light the fires, basically, and put everything into winning that game with Hawaii and showing LSU everything in the playbook beforehand? Or can they comfortably get ahead early? So there's some interesting things to watch there with some of these games. Not a bunch of a blockbuster games this weekend, but we will have college football on Saturday. So you know what that means. On this show, on Friday, we will do our picks against the spread. We'll pick those games. So stick around on for Friday for that. Wednesday, there will be no rundown show on Wednesday. My son is going to autistic surf camp. So I'm going to go down and watch my son surf. It's one of the coolest charities ever. It's called Surfers Healing. They take young people that have autism out into the ocean and teach them to surf. So I'm going down to help out with that and to get my son up on a surfboard. So that's what I'll be doing on Wednesday. So no show on Wednesday, but Friday we will have our picks, and I'm working on getting Lou Bajak in from the state newspaper to talk a little bit about some high school stuff. We'll have all of that for you here this week on the Rundown. In addition to looking forward to the games on the 4th, you know, the best games are the best games that are out there. You've got Miami and Alabama. Of course, you've got getting Ohio State in their first matchup against Minnesota. That's a Thursday night game, I believe. So checking out that game early, that'll be one of the interesting matchups for next week. Of course, the Clemson-Georgia matchup. We'll do in-depth previews with that. All kinds of stuff coming up here on the Rundown as we get closer and closer to game day. All right, quick break, and we come back. We'll have more for you here on the Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. Got a lot of things that we're getting into. I talked a little bit earlier about the comments Kirby Smart made about, yeah, we're hoping to be full tilt for the Clemson game. In case you missed it, here it goes.
We're hoping we get all those guys back. I mean, every one of them is day-to-day, and some of the ones you mentioned can practice now and are practicing. So each one's a different situation, but I expect to be full tilt when it comes time to play them, because I mean, we had more guys healthy today than we did the last scrimmage, and we're in good position there.
There you go. If you want to call up and talk about that, hey, is Kirby Smart playing poker, or is he going to have everybody out there? There's an article up about Brian Harsin that is at the AL.com site that basically lights up Brian Harsin, the new Auburn coach down there. You know, there's a lot of things we've mentioned that on the program here before. I think what Auburn was looking for was something completely different. And the idea that he comes in from Boise State, where they, you know, you can make an argument, they do things a little bit different up in the Mountain West. But the idea was to, one thing Boise State did was win a lot. So if you can hire him to come down and be the head coach and, you know, give him the opportunity to do what he did at Boise State and hopefully bring that down to Auburn, then that's great. But it just seems like he's made some moves. You're just kind of like, huh? Okay. I don't like, there's just a lot of folks that are not really on that train there. So he's getting lit up on one thing about he hasn't come out and said whether he's vaccinated or not. Now, there's going to be people that are like, I'm not taking the vaccination, and that's your decision. I get that. But to not tell people what you've got, I think in his position, people are kind of expecting that. And I don't really know what's going on down there for the beat for Auburn. I've got a friend that covers the Tigers, so we'll get into that eventually. But this isn't really the start that Brian Harsin wants, where you've got several folks that are writing some pieces about him that are just not the greatest. Some of the comments online. Colonel Wooderson says, Kirby needs to shed his ultra-conservative coaching philosophies. I will believe it when I see it. You know, that's kind of one of the things, too, with Kirby Smart, is that, you know, he's got that old-school mentality, and the coaches that succeed are the coaches that adapt. We use Nick Saban as an example because he's the best example. I mean, what was it that he said? Hey, you know, now you just need a little bit of defense and a great offense to make things go. There you go with that. So I don't know if Kirby Smart is the kind of guy that wants to get away from the traditional things that he was brought up on. But you're going to have to. You're going to have to adapt. Going to have to adapt. Blake online says Charles Barkley is leading vaccine campaigns, calling him an idiot. Talking, of course, about Coach Harsin. There's a good section of, on both sides of it, people that are vaccinated, they're just wondering why people aren't vaccinated. And there are people that are not vaccinated that are looking at people that are vaccinated and are like looking at them like they're the dumbest people on the planet. I'm just saying, I had a conversation with someone today, someone that I know that I think is a very, very smart person, and they laid out to me why they have not gotten vaccinated. And everything they said to me made sense. I mean, it is a personal choice type thing, but if you remember what we were talking about earlier, the SEC has said, if you don't have the players to play, it's going to financially hit you in the pocketbook. You know, if you don't have enough players to play, and you're going to have to forfeit a game. So all of that in the mix there. And we have the college football season, and everyone's thinking, okay, we got the vaccine and everybody's happy. The vaccine was approved today, the Pfizer vaccine across the world, basically by the FDA. But we're still facing COVID problems. It's interesting as we're heading into the season, because I tell you what, I didn't think this would happen. If you're going up to Charlotte to see the Clemson Georgia game, there it's a mask game. You got to wear a mask to go. Now I know some people that, and these are people that I know that are that go to a lot of Clemson games and a lot of Georgia games. And they point blank have told me, screw it. I'm not going up there in 90 degree heat, which is a possibility. And I'm not going to sit here and with my mask on and sweat to death to watch a college football game. I'm not going to do it. There's folks that feel that way too. There's folks that are like me though, that I don't want to go when it's 95 degrees anyway. I'm not buying into that at all. I'd rather stay my butt inside. You know when I like to go to football games? I like to go to football games in November because it's cold. And you don't have to get out there and sweat. Fat boy don't like to sweat, man. Not unless I have to. All right, 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832 is the number to call if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown this afternoon. Right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400, they're mentioning guys that may or may not opt out. If the Delta variant spikes and if you're in the middle of the season and your team is sitting at 2-0 or 2-2, you think there's a reason that people won't opt out? I think that's a big deal. If you're a player that you're on a team and you start out, I don't know. Let's take Clemson. Let's say Clemson starts the season. They lose to Georgia, win against SC State, and then what is their third game? The third game is against Georgia Tech. Let's say they get upset by Georgia Tech. So they go 0-4 against the state of Georgia. And going into September the 25th at NC State, they're sitting at 1-2. Now, bear with me. I know that's not sounding like it's the most crazy thing in the world, but I'm using this as an example. You think that certain players might not try to opt out? I think that's going to happen. That's going to be a storyline all season. And we're all going to be watching on Friday night when everybody got to where they're supposed to be. You know, is there going to be a COVID outbreak? Who's going to be in? Who's going to be out? That's going to be something that's going to affect us all football season. All right, I've got questions for the SEC folks. We'll get into some of those when we come back. Of course, you can join the program. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Colonel Wooderson says Pickens will never play a down for UGA. He'll opt out just like Jamar Chase did for LSU. Yeah. Randall says better chances of a shark attack. I know it's a bad example. But those are the things you got to think about. Another comment from Colonel Wooderson here says, yes, that will happen, even to bad teams. This is the new NCAA football world, unfortunately. And I think some of these guys are going to blame COVID. But let's be honest. If you start out 1-3, you don't have a chance for a title. Hey, let's all get jacked up to play to go to the Liberty Bowl. Yeah, no. No. That's not what you want. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us on the Rundown. We'll be right back on Fox Sports Radio 1400. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Some SEC questions. And these are things, because camp is basically over. Okay? You know, college classes are starting. I think they're on the 20-hour-a-week rule now, I think is what Coach Sweeney said in his last press conference. It's kind of the way it is across the country. But now I think everyone is game planning and getting ready for their week one matchups. You know, some of those week one matchups this weekend, yeah, week zero, I think is the affectionate name that we call it. But the reality is that everybody's getting geared up, and we kind of know what we've got and what we don't as far as with some teams. But here are some of the things that are kind of out there. Let's start with South Carolina. I mean, who's going to be the starting quarterback? I tell you what, that's not something that I'm sure Shane Beamer, you know, he named Luke Doty the starter coming out of the spring practice. The injury bug hits Luke Doty, and Doty goes down. I mean, which way are they going to go? Are they going to go with Jason Brown? Are they going to go with the guitar-playing Colton Guthrie? Are they going to go with Zeb Nolan, the young man that transferred in that played at Iowa State? Just saying, which way are they going to go? That's one of the things that we'll be looking forward to here in the next couple of days. Maybe by next week we'll know who the quarterback is going to be for South Carolina, but not what you want, man. You want stability of that position. And right now, no one really knows which way they're going to go. So that's one of the big things there. Now, with Tennessee, I was thinking about with them, you know, two former Tennessee running backs are expected to start at Oklahoma and North Carolina. Their All-American linebacker, Henry Toto, is going to be a starter for Alabama. Their punter transferred out. So you lose all of these guys. It was 29 guys that left the program, and they brought in 19 guys on transfers, etc. So there's still like a 10 scholarship window there. Are they going to be able to put enough bodies together to put together a good season? Yeah, they'll have guys there, but the chemistry and everything else, not so much. Now, the average person will tell you, well, Tennessee wasn't worth a damn last year, Rob, so none of those players, eh. Maybe wiping the slate clean is something that could be good for Tennessee. We'll see. Texas A&M, who's going to be their quarterback? You know, we hear a lot of things coming out of Texas A&M about how great the defense is going to be. And they've got some playmakers, Isaiah Spiller, Aeneas Smith. But we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be Zach Calzada or Haynes King? I think they're going to miss Kellen Mond a little bit more than they think they did. I think the fan base kind of turned on them a little bit. But he was steady. He was definitely steady. All right, when I look at Ole Miss, and I wrote down different things about Ole Miss, and my biggest thing with them are the expectations, because people expect them to be a top 25 team, but they play in the SEC West, which is hard. I'm not sure about their defense. I am sure about Matt Corral. I think he's going to be great. Someone online was asking about, let's see here. There was a line about any truth to the color rush rumor. Yeah, I think we would know about that now. What that means is there was a rumor on Twitter that was talking about Georgia would play in all red uniforms, Clemson would play in all purple uniforms for this matchup. I just don't see that. I think Clemson's going to wear, and once again, I don't have an inside thing up there on that, but I think that, you know, the purple's always been military appreciation. I'd be stunned if they wore something other than, you know, white pants and maybe the orange shirts. Or they might go with the purple pants and the white shirt, I don't know. But the idea of the, I think it's going to be white pants and the orange shirt or white on white, basically, with the orange numerals there for Clemson. Georgia, on the other hand, I think they're going to go with their typical road uniform. People were losing their mind about that yesterday. I don't know. Chris says the all red is just too much for me. Yeah. SDU says orange top and white pants. I think that's where they're going to go. Orange on the top with the white pants on the bottom. And then Georgia will probably go, I guess Georgia may end up in the white with the black pants. I don't know. I have to see about that. But that's a rumor that's out there that had a lot of traction yesterday on Twitter. I was kind of laughing about it a little bit. I sent it to my buddy Lawton Swan, a couple other folks, and they were just laughing too. I could tell you what some of them said, but they're curse words, and I can't say them on the radio. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Big day in the NFL. The Jaguars are playing tonight. They have another look at Trevor Lawrence if they let him play. I don't think he's going to play much. On the other end, tomorrow's cut day in the NFL. Roster's cut down to 80 players. So we'll see how it goes from there. Rackdog says silver britches. Yeah, maybe so. 803-978-1832. 1-832-803-9781-832. We'll take your calls this afternoon if you'd like to join us. If you want to talk about the stuff Kirby Smart said, he expects his team to be full tilt. His words. Play it for you one more time.
We're hopeful we get all those guys back. I mean, every one of them is day-to-day, and some of the ones you mentioned can practice now and are practicing. So each one's a different situation, but I expect to be full tilt when Clemson comes, when it comes time to play them, because I mean, we had more guys healthy today than we did the last scrimmage, and we're in good position there.
Chris says he wouldn't mind Georgia wearing the white jersey and the red pants. Yeah. You know, and to be honest, if you're wanting to do something special, I guess, but I don't know. I think if I'm a coaching staff, I would be worried about – I like the idea of, you know, you wear the same thing regardless. Clemson pulls out the purple uniforms once a year. It's for military appreciation. Orange pants for what they call championship season. You know? And I think that I think that's a tradition that is really cool. And other teams have the same kind of thing, too. So, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you would like to join us here on the Rundown. More SEC questions when we come back. Don't forget the podcast will be up this afternoon at about 5 o'clock. So you can check out the podcast, listen whenever you want. You can find it on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, whatever. The best way you listen to your podcast, you can find it right there. All right, quick break. When we return, we'll have more for you here on the Rundown. On this hot day here in Columbia, I'm Rob Sanders. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us today. Some more notes from around the SEC, just stuff that I look at, and it kind of makes me go, huh, what the hell's going on with Kentucky? You got 7 players arrested. They say it's because they went to a frat party and people were yelling racial slurs at them. Their wide receiver coach basically pled guilty to driving 25 miles an hour over the speed limit with an open container of alcohol in his car, but he didn't get a DUI. What kind of hillbilly mess is that? I mean, how do you plea down to that? Here's a thought. If you drink, don't drive. There you go. If you drink, don't drive, right? Unless you're the Kentucky wide receiver coach, then you could just pay a hefty ticket and say, yeah, I was just driving 25 miles over the speed limit, and I'll pay an open container ticket. I'm not laughing at the fact that he was drinking and driving. That's bad. I'm laughing that there was a judge that gave him that judgment. This is why we have DUI laws, ladies and gentlemen. And they also had a member of the football staff that beat up his wife, but apparently she didn't press charges, but he's still suspended from the team. So with all of that, Kentucky is a team that there's a lot of folks that are like, man, Kentucky's going to be all right. Kentucky's going to be all right. You know, they may win. What was it they said? We had someone that was on the show saying they're going 9 to 10 games this year. You know, I don't know much, but Kentucky's not winning 10 games. I just don't. Now, their schedule is soft. They got the easiest part of their schedule is really, really soft. I think Georgia is going to Georgia's going to kick them in the teeth. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if they got upset by a couple of other teams along the way. They got kind of a weird thing with Mizzou. I think Mizzou has a chance to be the more surprised team over Kentucky. You know why? Because Mizzou's got something Kentucky doesn't have. and hasn't had since, what, Andre Woodson? Mizzou's got a quarterback. Oh, you know, Mark Stoops is sitting in his house, and he's like, you know, when you were 7, 8 years old, and your mom would tell you, you know, you did this, go to your room, you'd fight with yourself. That's what Mark Stoops does. When he's watching that Mizzou tape, he's looking at it and saying, how the hell do they have a quarterback? I've been in this program for years, and I can't get a quarterback? They got a guy that they were able to, this guy basically ran the wishbone in high school, and they got a guy that they were able to, this guy basically ran the wishbone in high school, and not a lot of people looked up, you know, gave him a lot of offers. They've got a quarterback, and we don't. We brought in the transfer from Auburn, and he left us. How do they have a quarterback and we don't? Mark Stoops is upset. He doesn't want to talk about it. He's too hardcore. He won't come out and let you know that. But trust me, he's fighting with himself. Quarterback. Been here forever, and I can't get anyone to come here that's worth a salt. Yeah. What a mess. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. A couple of other notes. In addition to Kentucky having culture problems, what was the other things that I had? Oh, will LSU be able to go from the Miles Brennan era to the Max Johnson era? I think this one's going to be, I think Max Johnson's going to be fine. This is a young man that led him to that win in the Shoegate game down at Florida that kept Florida out of the CFP, basically. But I think I thought Miles Brennan was going to be really good. Really, really good. And now they're having to adjust to that with another quarterback. So we'll see how that works out. And then that comes back down to Florida. Can they get over the loss of Kyle Squared? Kyle Trask? Kyle Pitts. Two guys that were really, really good. Remember watching, I think it was the Ole Miss game last year, and the way they set up. I mean, literally, Kyle Pitts was almost like Gronkowski when he was with Tom Brady. I'm not saying Trask is Tom Brady. I'm just saying he would literally go run down the field, you know, 7, 8, 10 yards, and basically post up, catch the ball over the smaller defender, run them over, and run into the end zone. He did that once or twice against the folks from Ole Miss, I believe, in the first game of the season. Some of the comments online. Week 2, Mizzou versus Kentucky should be a good early matchup. Yes, sir. I agree with you on that. Thank you for watching the show today there, Aaron. Elijah says, I haven't been impressed with Emory Jones. He better have his stuff together, because if not, you know, and I go into this season, and I think the same thing every year. Dan Mullen doesn't really want to be at Florida. Dan Mullen wants to be coaching in the NFL. He's down there, and he's happy running around and, you know, doing the little recruiting dances and all of that, and yay, we're at the Swamp and everything else. But no, I think he wants to coach in the NFL. I think he wants the right job. We'll see how that ends up, but I always think going in, Florida may win 7 or 8 games this year, and then Dan Mullen's going to be like, oh, see you later. I'm going to go coach, oh, I don't know, insert team here. I'm going to coach the Miami Dolphins, whoever. Whoever. All right, so just a quick reminder, podcast will be up for the show at 5 o'clock today. My buddy, Lawton Swan, he takes care of us after I am done. Be sure to check him out.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
With Clemson Sports Talk. Also, I will not be here on Wednesday, so no Rundown on Wednesday. I'm heading to Surfers Healing with my son. Going to go down to Folly Beach and do a little surfing down there with him. Kind of like an end of the summer type thing. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. But we'll be back at it on Thursday. On Friday, we're going to have our picks for week zero. Yeah, I said that. Week zero. Looking forward to that. All right, so don't forget to check out the blog page. It's up at foxsportsradio1400.com. You can check out all the great information that we have over there. All kinds of college football stuff that we post throughout the day at foxsportsradio1400.com. Keyword Rob up top. Randall says Brennan will be the first 6-year senior next year. Yeah, that's going to be something we got to think about too. Some of these guys playing a lot of college football. Blake asks, who's the better QB guru, Hugh Freeze or Dan Mullen? I have to pick one or the other. I think Dan Mullen has the better track record, so I don't have to worry about him calling the ladies of the night. All right. Thanks for checking out today's show. We'll be back at it tomorrow right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400.